upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, this is take two of this episode because take one, I was crying and crashing out and distraught. So I took a nap, called my mom, and figured out some other ideas and options. And when I talk through it, it's like maybe going to sound so minor and I'm being dramatic. But a movie came out on Netflix that is basically the plot of the book that I'm writing, that I've been talking about with you all, that I am planning to workshop at Yale this summer. And it was making me feel like this is all for nothing, like that I'm like this was all for naught, and that I'm basically wasted my time, and I'm gonna waste my time more and my money going to this Yale program, right? And so I had a little crash out. I was pretty upset. So I let myself feel those emotions, and I cried quite a bit, and then I let myself, you know, I took a nap. I put on like a creativity sound bath because I was like, please, God, give me some more ideas. Give me some more book ideas. and then called my mom to, like, you know, brainstorm some ideas. And so my mom watched the movie. I have no plans to watch the movie. The movie was also based on a book that came out in 2013. I had no idea about the book. I had no idea about the movie coming out. Like I said, I have no plans to watch the movie. And what really is, it hurts too, we have the same, like, emotional climax, like, plot twist, essentially. And that was really just, like, oh, my God. Like, just felt like the final nail in the coffin of, like, we have a very similar premise. Obviously, my voice is different. My story is definitely a story about Black women. It's definitely a story about, you know, a lot of things come from my own life, as well as my mom. And, you know, very, very much so inspired by the women in my family. I think I do have a different voice than the person who wrote this other, you know, book. You know, her story is about a white woman. It has a little bit of a different setup, but it's overall the same kind of plot structure and like narrative device. So that hurt. That really was difficult to deal with because I felt like I had such a great idea and I had something really exciting, and I think I still do, but, you know, I don't know how it's going to be as necessarily marketable now that I know that there's something very similar to it. The silver lining I am trying to get out of this is, wow, the idea I wrote that I, you know, thought was completely original and had never been done before was not only has it been done before, but it was good enough to get published and good enough to be turned into a movie. So I'm like, okay, you know what, that's actually kind of cool. So I'm trying to see the bright side there. And I'm also trying to see the bright side of, like, you know, when something popular happens, like it's written or gets made, there's always a desire to kind of like emulate that thing. And so I feel like our stories are like a little bit too similar to kind of be viable for that. But I'm thinking about the era of, like, in the 2000s when everything was about vampires. And then in the 2010s, when everything was like a dystopian reality, right? I feel like our stories are a little like super on the nose. But I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up because earlier today, I literally was like crashing out and I was going to just like literally give it all up and just like try to like scrap the book entirely, try to write something new before I go to Yale, which is literally in 2 months. So that would be impossible. Well, not impossible, but it would definitely be hard. So I crashed out for a bit. And then when I was feeling better this afternoon, I got to work on some more ideas. And I came up with some ideas that I'm really excited about. I think I found a niche that, like, feels true to my character and feels good. So we're gonna expand on some of these ideas. I have started like outlining some ideas for other books. I'm gonna still continue on the journey with the book that I have written. And yeah, we're just gonna keep going. We're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep pushing. We're gonna keep trucking along. And that is what today's episode is about. So today I wanna talk about the middle, and the middle sucks. So I saw this thing that was basically like, when you first embark on a new journey, new adventure, new whatever, it's so exciting because it's new. You have all this motivation, enthusiasm, and so you do really well for a while, and then you get to the middle. And the middle is where most people drop out of the journey. And this journey can look like a lot of things. It can look like writing a book, or it can look like a weight loss journey, or it can look like a career change, right? Most people drop out at the middle because it starts to feel too tiring. It starts to feel long. And the middle isn't sexy, right? The middle is hard. The middle is where you have to really fight consistency, and you really have to, you know, fight demotivation and find the will to keep going. And you don't have your results yet. The end is great because the end, you have the results and you know you're there. You got everything that you wanted. But that middle part is what's really, really tough. And so that's what today's episode is about, is, girl, let's just get through the middle. The only way out is through. I like that song, that old song that's like, if you're going through hell, keep on going, because you might get out before the devil even knows your name, right? So just keep going. This is just, that today's episode is truly just like, if you're in that middle space where you're starting to feel super demotivated and you don't know what that end is going to look like, you got to just keep going. I think what is going to help get through that middle is really just like almost like going on autopilot, I think, can be helpful sometimes too, where it's like, you know what needs to be done, get it done, follow your plan, not your mood. And even if it's a shit day and it's not, you're not performing at what you thought you would be performing at least you're still there and you're showing up and you're still doing it, right? So keep fighting. Truly just keep fighting. Visualize what that end is gonna look like. Maybe write in your journal, you know, when you get to that finished product, like whether it's a new job or whether it's like a goal weight or whether it's like finishing a creative project, when you get to that point, before you get to that point, sorry, to visualize what it'll look like when you get to that point is what I'm trying to say. Write in your journal like a page or two about what that day is going to feel like, what it's going to sound like, who you're going to talk to, who are you going to tell first, right? Like really think about every single part of what that day is going to look like and write it down so you can visualize it. So yeah, the middle's tough. The middle's tough. I feel like I'm definitely in the middle. I feel like I was talking to some friends last week and I was like, I feel like I'm just really impatient right now, where I just want everything to happen right away. I want to get everything I want right now. And that patience part is really, really tricky for me. And I know I'm going to get what I want. You know, I know that the things that I want are going to happen. What's meant for me is meant for me. You know, nothing can stop my path. Your path is your path, like I love to say on this podcast. But it's just hard when you're in this period of like waiting around and you don't know what's next and you don't know what the end is going to look like or if the end is even going to come and if you're going to get the things that you want. But you really have to keep that faith and you really have to keep going. So visualize, stay strong. Take breaks. Don't burn yourself out. Because I started thinking about this idea of like, okay, what would it look like? I was going to start doing the math. I was like, okay, if I need to write 65,000 words, 70,000 words in the next 2 months before I go to Yale, what is that going to look like, right? Like, what is it going to look like to write a whole entire other book? And the thought of that, even though I wrote this book in about 2 months and some change, the thought of forcing myself to do it was so scary. And I was like, it's going to burn me out. It's going to be exhausting. I don't want to ever feel resentful, right? And so don't burn yourself out. Don't force yourself. Don't rush anything. If I've decided I'm going to go to Yale with the book that I wrote because I am proud of it. And even if only 5 people in my entire life read it, at least I can say that I did it. And nobody can ever take that away from me. Sorry, I'm getting emotional now. I decided I am going to go to Yale with this book. That's going to, because like we have to submit our manuscripts, right? By like a certain deadline. And so I'm going to go to Yale with this book, and it's going to be the one that I workshop. And if I write a different book this year, if I get told by publishers that, or agents, I should say, that it's too similar to this other thing that came out on Netflix, we'll just have to cross that bridge when we get to it. I have some other ideas brewing. I'm going to start writing those things, but I'm not going to give myself a timeline. I'm not going to force myself to do it. Because I wrote a goddamn book, and I'm, you know what? I'm going to be proud of that, and I'm going to stand in that no matter how I might be feeling about this thing that came out on Netflix. So the middle sucks, but you have to keep going, and you can't give up, and you have to keep trying. If you really, really want something, you just got to keep striving for it. And I know I've said on the podcast before, like, oh, you know, at some point, when do you start to pivot? This episode is not going to be that advice, because part of me today was like, is this a sign from the universe that, like, this isn't what I should be doing? And so I almost had a crash out about that, where I was like, okay, what the hell do I need to be doing with my life? So we're going to keep trying. Just get through that middle, and you're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. And what's meant for us is meant for us, and you just have to believe that. So recap, because I was mostly just yapping away, but recap on the action items from this is, one, just keep striving, keep pushing through that middle, because the only way out is through. I know it's hard. I know it sucks. I know you want to give up, but just keep pushing. Some tips to help you keep pushing: visualize what that end is going to feel like, what it's going to look like, what it's going to sound like. What's it going to taste like? Like, where are you going to, like, are you going to give yourself a glass of champagne when it's done? And yeah, and write in your journal, write a page or two about what that endpoint is going to look like for you. Create a visual, you know, mental picture of what that endpoint is going to look like. Lean on other resources, lean on your community. If there's an area where you are really struggling, you know, lean on your community. In a small way that I did that today was, I was brainstorming some ideas with my mom and trying to figure out, like, okay, what do I need to do next, right? Also just like emotional support from my friends, like talking to some of my friends, talking to one of my coworkers, because like my coworker like caught me in the middle of me, like we got lunch together today and I like literally was like crying because I was like, I'm so sorry, but like I just, because she knows about the book and she knows about Yale and stuff, and I was like, I'm so sorry, like I just, you know, found this out and I'm like so emotional over it. Like leaning on just people for emotional support, right? Like if you just need someone to tell you it's gonna be okay. And I'll be that person for you too, you know, like hit me up. If you need some one-on-one support, let me know. We can be there together. We can be in this together for each other. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anywho, I wish you all the best on your journey. Remember to keep pushing. Your story deserves to be told. You deserve to get the job that you want. You deserve to celebrate and love your body. And everything that you want is already yours. And you have to believe that. Keep that mindset. Anywho, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing and everything that you will do in the future. So signing off, my name is Jessica Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.